What do we make of this? These words of Jesus and what they say to you and to me. Jesus had people wondering about following him, and he made plain to them that they need to think about which road they were going to follow. And he made plain to them that it would cost, rather like going camping. You have to weigh up the cost to your comfort to do this camping lark. And sometimes we have to make a choice between which road we're going to follow. The poet Robert Frost said, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and it has made all the difference." Now, there's arguments about what he quite meant by that. But Jesus undoubtedly asks us and calls us, challenges us to follow a road that is not travelled by most people. Our younger son, he's the one who on Thursday, with impeccable timing, finally completed and passed all his commercial airline pilot training and has got his license and is setting out tomorrow to look for a job as a I think this may be the road less travelled, don't you? Anyway, a couple of years ago now, he was working for a company that did school trips to Iceland. And one day, sitting in front of his computer at work, working out all the travelling for people and booking their accommodation and noting where they were going to go, he decided, and was talking with a friend, that he wanted to visit Iceland. They wanted to see some things like this. They wanted to see the Dettifoss waterfall. It's the largest waterfall in Europe, and it has almost as much... Oh, that's it. Is it gone? Yeah. It has almost as much water passing over it in that single drop as Niagara Falls does when it's at its maximum. So that's a big, thunderous waterfall. Or then there's the Oxy Pass, one of the most beautiful spots in Iceland. I saw photos from the school trips and thought, we'd love to go. Who knows anything about Iceland? What's the thing it is famous for? That's right. You're suddenly speaking very quietly this morning.
Cut price food.
If ever you've seen a scene like that in Iceland when you've been there, I think you should go and get your eyes tested. You might wonder what's been put in that food that you got so cheap and why it was so cheap, what it was filled with. No. If you saw scenes like this when you were in Iceland, have you ever seen scenes when you've been in Iceland like this? No, you haven't, so there's no problem.
Vatnajökull Glacier.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, there we are. Beautiful places.
The ash cloud.
The ash cloud, which, yes, that got in the way.
Geysers.
Geysers, yep. What else is it renowned for?
No trees,
hardly any trees. Very few trees. Who said it? I heard someone. Go on.
Very expensive.
Yes, it's really, 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 really expensive. And Stephen and his friend worked out that they could get to go there and go to these places if they went at the end of September, which with how far north Iceland is right at the edge of the time when it's reasonable to travel, and they would do lots. See, this is one of their, these are all three of their photos. They did lots of wild camping where there were no tables, no chairs, no kettles, no anything else. And for several nights in the northern tip, they slept in the car that they hired. And they hired a very small car. So they slept kind of all crumpled up. But you see, in order to do this, they were willing to make the sacrifice to do what they really wanted. And when Jesus had people come and seek to follow him, he challenged them to be ready to know that following him wouldn't always be easy. There's brilliant things that come out of following Jesus, and we could have a whole morning talking about all of those. But in these weeks that lead us towards Easter, it's worth remembering that Jesus lays a challenge before us. That to have the life that comes through following Jesus, we need to be prepared to follow. And sometimes that's not comfortable. When these people came up to Jesus, he had already said something to some other people. And that was this: enter by the narrow gate. The way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. So when those people came up to Jesus and said, "I will follow you," he had already challenged them. They knew. There's no evidence that the person who said, "Can I please go and bury my father first?" There's no evidence that his dad was about to die. In hot countries, how quickly do funerals occur after the death? Do you know? Very quickly, often the next day. This person was not saying, "My father has died this morning. I'll be following in a day or two's time." He was actually saying, "I'll follow this week, next week, sometime, never." So Jesus' call to us is to choose to respond, to follow each day. And so that's his invitation, his challenge to you and to me. To look at everything we have and everything we are and everything we do, and to be ready to offer it to him with all of our lives, so that we can be his people and follow and do his will.